course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends, Dave. We're joined as always by your other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too shabby, you know, just, you know, doing the do. Did get a new job at a mysterious hotel slash apartment complex. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I always thought you'd make a good maid. But
Thank
with the uniform and everything.
you.
But yeah, this episode we are reviewing the movie They Will Kill You, which is in theaters now. Now, most of you may know we missed last week. We were going to review Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. We both did see the movie. We're going to review it. Technical issues came up, couldn't release an episode. But since next week is kind of an open week, there's not really much coming out. We're going to talk about and review Ready or Not 2 next week. So if you were looking forward to us talking about that movie, it's still going to happen. But on this episode, it is They Will Kill You. Before we get to all the goodies, Ike, did you watch anything else this week?
Let's see. I actually did. I watched a couple things. Let's see. I watched that body cam movie on Shudder. It was pretty solid. I would say it's a little more than like a three, maybe like 3.5 in my opinion. It was still fun though. I mean, it's a streaming movie. I can't complain too much. Let's see. Since we last recorded, I also watched the first Ready or Not movie. In an attempt to prepare for Ready or Not to. There was one other movie that I watched, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was another movie on streaming somewhere, but yeah, I did watch another movie, but I just cannot recall.
It didn't happen to be Mortuary Assistant, did it?
It was Mortuary
Yeah.
Assistant, yep.
Yep. Okay. I was saying because that just hit streaming. I haven't seen it yet, but I thought that might maybe that was the one. But I think it's on Shudder, I think, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was 100% on Shudder, and yeah, it was extremely good. I think it hit pretty close. It was pretty close enough, at least to the original story, that I didn't feel like it was missing anything. So yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, obviously based on a game, came out I don't know, not too long ago, but thankfully we get a good turnaround on these things. So yeah, Mortuary Assistant, if you missed it in theaters like we did, because it wasn't really in the area widely. So
Right.
it is now available on Shudder. So I've seen it. I will be seeing it soon. So go check that out. Otherwise, I didn't really watch anything else. I am working through a rewatch of the original Star Trek series that just kind of came up. I just started watching, very much enjoying that, but yeah, as far as horror, I don't know. I don't believe I watched anything else. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. So, all right then, let's move on.
Stump the co-host.
And like the little clip said, it is time to play Stump the Co-host. Now, this is our horror trivia game where Ike and I draw two cards from identical horror trivia decks. That is a total of four trivia questions, and we alternate asking those questions, and then we continue until a winner is determined. So if no one wins in those four questions, we pick another card and move on. We keep going until a winner is determined. And so far in 2026, Ike is leading 2 months to one. So I'm still in the hunt, still in the game. So let's see what happens today. Ike, are you ready to play Stump the Co-host?
I sure am.
All right, well, I always make you go first, so let's switch it up. And today, I'll take the first question today.
Sounds like a plan. All right. What 1989 movie is about a group of psychics that are stalked by puppets who have come to life?
I don't, is that Puppet Master?
It sure is Puppet Master.
Okay. Some of these questions, they sound so obvious that I overthink them sometimes. I'm like, is there something I'm missing here? All right. Oh, here we go. Your first question. What 2005 movie contains elements of both the supernatural and a courtroom drama?
I feel like that's one of the Exorcist sequels.
Yeah, you spoke of this movie, I think, several times.
Have I?
I think so. I get these confused sometimes. I don't believe I've seen it. I think this is one of them that you recommended I see.
Interesting.
But again, I could be way off. There's a lot of these exorcism movies out there. I guess I gave that away. Yeah, there is an exorcism involved, but you already said that,
I would
so.
feel really stupid if this is a. Oh, is it The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Yes, it
Gotcha.
is.
No, yeah, Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Am I correct in that movie you spoke of a few times?
So I watched it years and years and years and years ago. And I remember we had talked about it, and so, and I think I had seen it, but you hadn't. I think it came
Yeah,
up
I
like on
haven't.
movie anniversary or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. So, somehow it came up. I don't know. We talk about a lot of things. So, okay, then go ahead and hit me with that second question.
All right, your number two question is, we all go a little mad sometimes. Name the movie.
Jesus Christ, this is like a super obvious one. I for some reason I want to, I think is it The Shining?
It is not.
No, what is it?
It is Psycho.
Psycho, that's right. I knew that. Yes, I knew that. And that's even quoted in Scream.
Yep, Scream and The Shining.
Yeah. Fudge. See, that's too odd. See, it's one thing. It's one of those obvious ones, but that one I just couldn't. It just did not. That's disappointing one for me. Okay, so your second question. What 2008 French horror movie involved the flaying of the main character in order to allow her to reach a state of transcendence?
If I remember correctly, because I don't think I've seen this movie, but I think that we have talked about it in like a different episode. I don't know what we were talking about, but is it Martyrs?
It is Martyrs, yeah. That
Okay.
name has come up. I don't remember how either. But
Yeah,
yeah, because I don't think I've seen it either.
no, I've never seen it. There's like a foreign version, but there's also an American version. Apparently,
Yeah.
the foreign version's like really, really messed up, like on par with like Hostel and
Ooh.
Green Inferno, movies like that.
Interesting. Okay, there you go. Well, you're up 2-1 now, so let's see if I can stay in the hunt.
All right. Your third question is, what 1978 horror comedy directed by Joe Dante is a parody of the movie Jaws?
Why am I? We are recording at a different time, and for whatever reason, my brain is just not functioning. Because I know this fucking movie, but why am I just completely 100% blank?
If it's any help,
Fuck.
it's still aqua related, aqua marine life.
Yeah, is it? I'm not 100%. Is it piranhas?
Right, you said that I took a drink of coffee, but
Oh.
right, I take that back. I was pausing for dramatic effect.
There you go. Okay.
Yes, it is piranha. You
All
are
right.
correct. Dramatic effect.
Yeah, that was very dramatic. It had me like kind of on the edge of the seat there. Like, well, is it? I was getting ready to say, must not be. I want to move on.
I take it back. Oh, but no, you are. Look
See,
at
again,
that.
that's, I don't know. It's like, I know that. I've seen that movie a million times. I knew what that movie was. But man, I'm just, for some reason, I was like, that name popped in. I'm like, is it? I don't know. I'm not, apparently
It
trivia.
seems too common sense. Like, it seems like it's like that shouldn't be the right answer.
I guess. I just think it's me and early morning trivia doesn't mix. It's not even that early, but. All right, your third question is, this 1931 movie features the classic line, "It's alive! It's alive!"
Oh, is this Frankenstein?
Fuck yeah, it's Frankenstein. Everybody should know that one, right?
Frankenstein.
Even
Very good.
if you've never seen the movie and don't like the movies, I mean, that's the whole "It's Alive" thing. That's just bam. That's just in pop culture. It's been in cartoons. It's been in everything.
It sure has. It's iconic. I mean, like you said, I mean, I feel like everybody knows the classic "It's Alive." Anytime they
Yeah,
electrocute something to life, it's alive.
and I think most people know it. It is Frankenstein. Maybe they don't know that it's specifically. I mean, you know what I mean. Everybody knows it's a reference to Frankenstein. The
Right.
character, Frankenstein the monster. So, all right, so you're up 3-2. So let's see if I can tie you back.
All right. This 1982 film contained a scene where a young boy is dragged under his bed by his clown doll that comes to life.
By his clown doll that comes to life?
Yep, it comes to life.
Ooh, from 1982. A clown doll that comes alive. Ooh. this should be right in my wheelhouse too. 82 with a wacky clown.
Don't focus so much on the clown. The clown is just a symptom of a larger issue.
Oh, okay. Now, see, it doesn't really help my focus much, but I was focusing very much on the clown. Fudge, I'm sure I know this movie, but yeah, I don't know. I've got nothing to even guess. I'm shooting a blank here. What is it?
It is Poltergeist.
See again? Oh my
I was like,
God.
I knew you knew that. I was like, we talked about that one before, because that has our work in it, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. I literally, I should have had all three of these. Were
There's
all.
actually, isn't there a documentary coming out about her?
Yeah, we actually have it in the news today. So.
Oh, really? See, this is what happens when I don't read.
Way to
Yeah,
prepare.
wait. See, I
Wait. What
typically read the news, because that's usually my section that I read. Man, I did not
the?
read it this way, I guess, or I didn't read
Yeah.
it
It's
very
all right.
closely.
Sometimes the spontaneous on the spot reactions and whatever are the best kind.
True. That's very true.
All right, your fourth question, and if you get this right, you will have sealed the victory. If not, I have a chance to tie and send to OT. Here we go. What horror franchise centers around a group of survivors who escape death and are killed one by one in freak accidents? Oh, balls.
Yeah, I'm gonna just hazard a guess that that is Final Destination.
It is Final Destination. Okay, so you've secured the win, but just for fucks and fun, go ahead and give me that fourth question.
You already had your fourth question. That was the doll.
Oh, that's right. I went first.
You
Oh,
did.
so you've already secured the victory.
I was
I'm
just
so
going with
I think I'm
it.
so used to you going first, and that's just so. Well, I added some drama there at the end. That was just not, it was non-existent. So, all right. Well, there you go. Now it's taking a 3-1 lead on the year. This is getting out of hand. I gotta stop the bleeding next month. So,
Do.
all right then. Well, let me go find some Band-Aids while we take a break. And when we come back, we'll have all of our birthdays, anniversaries, etc. So stick around.
Make sure you subscribe to listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number 2 in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. Spread the news. Spread the news.
And welome back with the news. All right, starting us off at the top here, the thing that I apparently didn't read earlier. There is a new documentary about Poltergeist star Heather O'Rourke available video on demand titled She Was Here. Of course, a play on the They're Here. Very good. Almost always a fun time, and obviously we love the concept of a documentary, especially in the horror universe. Heather O'Rourke was taken from us way too early, so this will be a fantastic look into her very short but very prolific career.
Very tragic life, and everything I've read say this documentary is really great. It's got a lot of key important people in her life and in her career, and lots of insight, and it's good. You come away really feeling like you knew Heather O'Rourke. So yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's one of those things where you obviously you wish she was still with us, right? For just human purposes, human reasons, right? That you have that care. But I also sometimes think with actors and actresses like this, like, oh man, what kinds of things would they be doing now? Would they be one of those great ambassadors for horror, doing, still doing things, still hitting the conventions and just out there, I don't know. It'd be wonderful if she was still here to see how much the world loves and appreciates what she did. So, but I'm glad somebody's out there, documentary, right? Not just on Poltergeist and blah, 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 and the quote unquote curse and all this and that, but just documenting Heather O'Rourke as a person so the world can see and know.
Absolutely. But very good. Like we said, that is video on demand now, so we can all go check that out. That might be a good
I
plan.
might have to get it because, like you said, love a good horror documentary. Just love a documentary in general, but especially horror.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, honestly, I love a good horror documentary, especially horror. And yeah, that's always a good time. But all right, now we're gonna jump now to some maybe bad news. We don't know yet. Kevin Williamson says he will not direct Scream 8. Obviously, whether or not that's a good thing or bad thing, some people will probably say it's a good thing. Some people might say it's a bad thing. Really, I think that right now the best thing to do is just to wait and see who they get to direct it. I think that they have what's best in the interest of the series, so I'm hoping that now that we're back on track a little bit, this next movie will be good, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and again, I don't think this is not anything to worry about. Kevin Williamson's still going to be a part, right, of the production. I think he's already had a hand in writing the script that they're going with. He's still, I believe, going to be, I'm not trying to speak for him, but from what I've heard, he's still going to be involved with the creation of Scream 8. He's just not directing. Now they're, I don't know if good or bad. I don't, I think it's kind of indifferent. I think they'll get somebody good for it. And it'll still be okay. I mean, Kevin Williamson is not directed a lot of the Scream movies, but and I know a lot of people will say, well, those are the ones that suck. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Everybody's saying the Scream 7 sucked and he directed that. So come on,
True.
people. No one knows. Yeah, it is unfortunate, right? It's always fun to have Kevin Williamson, obviously, is involved in possible. He also did say that he has a goal. He wants to create a new horror franchise before he's done working in the business. So he's, I think he's trying to come up with something. Another movie, something to, he's hoping to establish another franchise and get the ball rolling. So I'd be curious to see what he comes up with that.
Absolutely. I would always love to take something new from him. I know he made that COVID horror movie. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I can't remember either. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a pretty decent slasher flick.
I can't
But
remember what it's called either, but whatever. It had a
that one
pretty
was pretty
simple
good
name.
though. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But
But
I hope. Yeah, I hope he'll come up with something. I'm sure he'll come with something, but I think that's part of the reason he's not directing, right? He's just wanting to free up a little time to do something else, probably. I don't think it's
Open
a,
up
I
his
don't,
creative wings a little bit.
yeah, I don't think this is a bad thing. It's just one of those things, right? He doesn't want to direct this movie right now. It's okay. He's not saying fucking Scream sucks, I'm gonna cut all ties. That's not what's happening here. So
No. But yeah. So hopefully we get something else from good old Kevy boy. But until then, we're gonna jump to Evil Dead Burn has officially come to theaters on July 24th. We knew it was coming. We knew it was gonna be about summertime, but before we got it, but definitely, it was something we were very much looking forward to. I think Evil Dead's probably one of those franchises that has been recently revived and has just been explosive. I mean, Evil Dead Rise was so good, so I think Evil Dead Burn is going to be even better. So I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, me too. This is probably my most anticipated movie of the year. I mean, outside of what Scream 7, what's now, but now that we've passed that, yeah, this is probably by far the most anticipated movie I've got this year. So I can't wait to see it. I'm a big fan of all the Evil Dead, but yeah, they've done a really great job with the new parts, of the franchise. They constantly find ways to keep relevant and reinvent themselves a little bit and tweak things and make a lot of money, do a good job. So I'm very excited about this movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And I'm also excited for the plans that we're talking about next. There are plans to do a sequel to It Follows called They Follow. I'm excited for this. After It Follows came out, I know for some reason this movie has become divisive. I've seen some people talking about it online recently, and it's probably in response to this whole possibility of a new movie. And a lot of people don't like this movie or think stupid or whatever. And then also, Dave and I have a mutual friend who hates this movie
Does
with a passion.
hates it.
I think he does it mostly to get under my skin.
Yes.
He does also hate the movie. So I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was really good, especially for a mid 2010s horror. I think it came out like 2016. Very memorable in my opinion. Had a very interesting and unique concept. And, I think that if they were to explore the lore a little bit, I would love to see how far back this thing goes. I'm very excited for this, and I can't wait for them to make another one.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's hard for me not to be excited. I still have not seen It Follows. I really need to watch that.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those weird things. Like when I look for a movie, it's like I can't think of, well, what have I been. I need to keep a list. But this is a very obvious one that I should see. So yeah, I need to watch. I think I've mentioned before that it's weird that because you really like the movie and our mutual friend really hates the movie, that it's almost like I'm hesitant to watch because it's like I feel like I'm gonna have to choose a side. But I'm just going to right up front just say It Follows is pretty good. It's okay. I'm right in the middle. I'm not taking a side even before I watch it. So, but no, I need to watch it. Well, even before a sequel, I just need to watch this thing. So, but anyways, I'm excited for anything where they come up with an idea to continue something on. I'm game to give it a chance.
Yeah, me too. I'm a huge lore person. Like, I love when like
Yeah.
horror movies and stuff have like pretty n deep lore, or
Yeah.
even just some like interesting lore. So.
Well, I am totally the kind of guy that almost any movie that I like, I would love it if you just like pick out some random character and just make a whole movie about them. I just want to hear what is all their deal. I don't care how minute they are. I think that's part of the reason I like these big French like Star Wars and everything, because they dive in to so much minutia that I love it. I feel like you can never stop learning about that universe, and I enjoy that. You know, when there's something I like, I just want to keep getting and consuming. And if you only got one movie, there's only so much you can do. So yeah, I like it when they want to dive in on something, something specific, a little minutia. I'm game for that kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff. I want more and more of that all the time. So.
Yeah, me too. I love it when they expand upon stuff. And Star Wars is both a good and bad example, because Star Wars has so much like extended universe lore, like the Knights of the Old Republic, and stuff that is not technically canon to the modern stuff.
Yeah,
But like,
they've
it's crazy.
uncanonized a lot of that stuff, and started so they could do their own thing. But you know, I don't know. I still love it. I still enjoy. I just love it. You know, like Star Wars, I love how you can get a whole someone to write a whole novel or something about this minute character in the cantina or whatever, you know, and give them a backstory, because that's one of the guidelines it's always been for Star Wars, for people to contribute, unless it's absolutely approved Lucasfilm. You don't mess with the major characters, right? And so, but they're glad to give out projects and pitches for these minor characters who are not really going to ever impact their universe. So I love that. I know you can't do that with everything, but you know, I'm that kind of guy who's like, that's what I want. I want you to treat this like it's a real thing, and then just give me information on it so that I can go down a rabbit hole and get lost. One thing after another. That's fun for me. I mean, I'll burn up a whole day doing that shit if I'm not careful. And so yeah, I don't know. This is, I guess, a long way to come around to say I'm glad they're doing a sequel. That's why I like sequel. I don't know, whatever. I don't care what the movie is. Give me more.
Right, absolutely. I'm the same way. I'd rather them make more than less. Maybe that's the consumerism in me, but I do love a good lore, good expenditure, and all that. So,
And it's been a nice gap from It Follows, where they can, you
yeah.
know, sometimes you give it, you know, It Follows was probably not a big enough movie that they're going to immediately do a sequel, but you give it some time and let it stir and get a little bit of a following, and it's, you know, that's, you know, you can always come back and revisit and come up with something and bring that more to the forefront. So,
Yeah,
bold move. Let's
absolutely.
do it.
Bold move, Cotton.
Let's see if it works out for them.
if people have never seen it, you gotta watch
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. It's such a good one.
Fucking Chuck Norris.
Love that. But all right, moving on.
R.I.P. there, Chuck.
R.I.P. Chuck, yeah. So old Chucky boy, he's gone, but not forgotten.
I guess not. Always
But
be in the
all
memes.
right. That's right. But we have one last little bit of news, movie coming to Shudder called Dolly on April 24th. Obviously, Dave and I love Shudder releases. This is probably something we watch. And depending on what's coming around this time, maybe we'll even review it. Who knows?
Yeah,
But
Dolly did have a
yeah, lo
limit.
love a good Shudder release. And Dolly sounds fun.
Yeah, Dolly did have a limited
Anyway.
theater. Dolly did have a limited theatrical release. Not very wide. It wasn't in our area. It was during a week of something we weren't going to consider reviewing it anyway. But it wasn't out, I don't think, in our area. I don't know. But anyway, this is how most people are going to see it, right here on Shudder. It sounds pretty intriguing. We've discussed, I mean, had it in a upcoming release in the past. And yeah, it sounds intriguing. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And yeah, depending on what happens around April 24th, might have to review it. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. But all right.
Oh, so intriguing enough, as I look at our list of plans, we have nothing slotted in yet for April 30th, right after this comes out. Oh. So Dolly might get Dolly the movie might get a pass.
There you go. We'll have to check it out, unless, of course, something crazy drops that we didn't know was coming out. But
I feel like we need to review this movie just so we can make inside jokes about your step grandmother.
Yeah,
grandmother, grandmother-in-law. I'm sorry, not step grandmother. Grandmother-in-law, who's named Dolly, goes by Dolly.
That's right.
So interesting.
Dolly.
I'm gonna watch the movie, see how she does.
She does not like scary movies, so
that's she weird. Is that it? Must be a grandma thing, right? They just don't like them because I don't know. Monica's mom doesn't either. My mom doesn't. So. What is it with these people?
Right?
Skips.
I don't know. Older generation or something.
Yeah. Better not skip generations. And I guess we should say, speaking of generations, we did post on social media. But congratulations, Ike and Kayla. You guys are expecting your first child, a baby boy.
Yeah.
And appropriately enough, due in the fall.
Yes, absolutely. We're hoping to for him to push himself to come out in October. Right now he's due the 28th of September, right? But of course, you know, if he can just wait a couple days, come out October 1st at like 12:01 a.m. that'd be perfect.
There you go. I think, yeah, I don't know, he'll come when he comes, I guess, but
that's true. So there's no control on that, you know. They come when they want to come, so
that's right. So yeah, so yeah, speaking of generations, since hopefully it doesn't skip a generation, little baby Ike, little Ike Jr. He'll like horror movies. We'll have to feed him all the primer when he's old enough. You know, the Goosebumps and the Universal stuff and all that. We'll get him primed up and ready to see what happens.
Yeah, Goosebumps, Universal, Scooby Doo, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. But I don't know. Being around you and Kayla, it's gonna be hard for him. He's either going to love or hate it, probably.
I was going to say, either he's going to be like, oh my God, my parents are so lame. They watch so many horror movies. They're going to be like, oh, well, yeah, I like horror movies too. Well, we'll have to see. We've got a few years until that's until that becomes an issue, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't have to worry about that yet, I guess. But all right. I don't know how we came from that from Dolly, but we got there.
We did.
That was a weird 7 degrees kind of thing, so. Let's move on. We've rambled quite a bit just on the news, on things that really don't apply to the news. So,
absolutely. We do that all the time, though. It's par for the course. But we do have some upcoming birthdays. You know, speaking of birthdays, no kidding. We have two pretty big ones, actually, I'd say. First, we have April 4th of 1932. We have Anthony Perkins, of course, known for his role in Psycho. I think that's probably where most people know him from in this day and age, but he's done obviously plenty of other stuff. He's a very well-read actor and has done many things, but man, his role in Psycho is just so, so, so good, and we will forever remember him for that.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah, Anthony Perkins had a great career, but yeah, obviously, I don't know. At least with us, with horror fans, most of the people probably listen to the show. You think Anthony Perkins, you think Norman Bates, and that's to me, that's the way it should be. So, yeah. Happy birthday, Mr. Perkins.
Yep, absolutely. And
Norman.
And speaking of prolific actors who have played in horror, we also have April 8th of 1955. We have Kane Hodder, of course, known for his role in Jason Goes to Hell and Jason X. So, obviously, I mean, Kane Hodder is amazing. He plays Jason, probably one of the most prolific actors to do so. 100% one of our favorites as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think he has played Jason the most on screen than anybody, I believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and also played Victor Crowley in all the Hatchet movies, which is another I love that series. I think it's unsung. I don't think enough people talk about the Hatchet series. So much fun. And
True.
people need to watch it. But yeah, he is in all those and plays Victor Crowley. So.
Victor Crowley. Yep, absolutely. And like you said, I mean I quite literally read over that, but yeah, it's a very often forgotten little fun horror
It
franchise
is.
that kind of.
Yeah, so fun. Why don't more people talk about how fun Hatchet is? Come on, people.
That's what I'm saying. And he's got like a whole bunch of people in it. I mean, it's kind of like
It
an
does.
ensemble type thing.
Yeah, Tony Todd's in them.
He is.
Yeah. That's my new project. Get Hatchet some more recognition.
The Hatchet Project.
Yeah.
But no, absolutely. I love Hatchet too. Obviously, I love Friday 13th. But Kane Hodder's great. Does a great
Absolutely.
job.
Does a lot too. Yeah,
He does.
such a long list of work because he also just has done stunt work and stuff like that, or he's not, on camera as much specifically. But yeah, he does so much. And does so many convention appearances and such a good guy. So
Yeah, absolutely. But very good. We're going to jump now to some upcoming movie anniversaries. First, we have April 2nd of 1980. We have Dario Argento's Inferno. I've never seen this, but I do like Argento on occasion. I'm not a huge giallo fan, which is primarily what Argento is known for. But I've tried to kind of step my toes in the waters of giallo a little bit with a couple of movies, and I'm starting to like it a little bit. It's a slow process because there's so many movies that fall into that category, and some of them are great, but some of them are just real stinkers. So I you got to be careful because if you watch one bad giallo movie, it's over. That's basically what everyone says online. Is if you watch one shitty giallo movie, you'll never watch another one. So,
Yeah, again, I'm not a big fan. I don't think I've ever seen Inferno. I think I've watched bits. I don't know. It's not my thing. I probably just need to sit down and try to watch the whole thing and see, with an open mind and see. But yeah, I don't know. But it is definitely a very important, impactful movie within the history of horror. So as he is as a person, as a creator.
right, absolutely. And he's done quite a bit and stuff that's not giallo as well. It's just that Argento specifically known for that, but and I believe his daughter has even started directing some things too, so obviously I might be a little late on that news, but I think so. But absolutely, yeah, I have to check this out sometime. I'm assuming that this is related to that, but we'll see. That said, that we're going to jump now to the next movie anniversary, which is April 5th of 2013, which is Evil Dead, the sort of requel kind of type deal that they did that was sort of related but not related. But we might see that it is actually related as the sequels of this film continue to come along. I love this movie. This is great. It made me cringe. Had some really gory scenes. Had the record for most blood used in a horror film until, of course, Markiplier's Iron Lung came out. Yeah, I love this movie and I need to do a rewatch here soon.
Yeah, me too. Again, we talked about Evil Dead earlier. Love all the Evil Dead stuff, right? They're always trying new things, and I don't know, for me it always works. It's just always so fun to watch. So, yeah, good movie. Again, I haven't seen it in a while, so it wouldn't hurt me to rewatch as well.
Very good. And now we're going to jump to April 6, 2018. We have A Quiet Place. Shh. Love A Quiet Place. There's three of these movies, the two-parter, and then, of course, Day Zero or whatever they call it. Yeah, all of them are great. Fantastic movies.
Yeah, very, very original. Something kind of different, whatever else. And maybe sometime we'll do a Quiet Place tribute episode, and it'll just be 1 hour of silence.
Yeah, there you go.
Easy
Love that.
content.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
And we'll see if anybody sits there and listens through it.
Just like an hour of silence. Love
Yeah, they're just waiting that eventually we're gonna crack, but no, we never do.
that. On a different note, our last upcoming movie anniversary, this is an oldie but a goldie, April 7th of 1933, King Kong. Obviously, a lot of people refer or defer to the 2003, I think it was, remake by Peter Jackson, which is pretty good. And of course, in more recent years, we've had like Kong Skull Island, as well as crossovers with Gojira and the original name for Godzilla, I suppose. And I love Godzilla movies, especially the old ones that are like black and white and like super cheap. But yeah, I love it. And love the crossovers with like Kong and, you know, all the other people as well.
Yeah, I love Kong. The original's fun, but I like, there's a version from the 70s that's my favorite, is the best. Could be King Kong's been made so many times. It's got so many different versions, but the one from the 70s is my favorite. But probably because that's the one I've seen the most. But the original is fun to watch. Again, it's one of those, right? I understand movies from the 30s, not for everybody. It's a different taste, a different flavor. But all I ask is everybody, you know, try to give it a watch just for the sake of supporting this history of horror, and just and do it with an open mind, right? Don't look at it as a 2026 movie. Keep in mind it's a 1933 movie, and watch it from that perspective, right? Because I mean, King Kong really kicked the, you know, creature type features up into the stratosphere. I mean, and they did it with no CGI. You know, that's all effects and models and what have you. So, yeah, just watch it with an open mind. Remember, it is a movie from 1933, and it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But all right. We have no upcoming releases as we're reviewing Ready or Not 2 next week, but we have finished our news, upcoming birthdays, anniversaries, and like I said, no releases. We will take a very quick break, but when we come back, we will have our official review of They Will Kill You. Stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/WrasslePod. That is linktr.ee/RASSLEPOD. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
Okay, we're back here on Listen to the Screams. It is review time, and we are reviewing the movie They Will Kill You, written by Kirill Sokolov and Alex Litvak, directed by Kirill, starring Zazie Beetz, I love that name, Patricia Arquette, and others. It was released in theaters on March 27th, and it did gross an even $5 million domestically on opening weekend, which was good for number three, so not too bad. And this movie, it was a lot of fun. And it was one of those movies where I started watching, and you watch a little bit of it, and you thought, what the fuck's going on here? It seemed, you know, it was like, it was very peculiar for a moment. I thought, I'm not quite understanding, because it's like, this movie got to it so quick that it threw me a little bit. It's like they kind of gave you the backstory and how you got there through the movie. But literally, you watch the movie, they lay a little bit of a foundation, and the next thing you know, you're knee deep in what's happening in the movie. And but it was, you know, again, it was really fun. I was watching there for a while thinking, I don't know if this is a horror movie. It just feels like a big action movie, you know, this thing. And yeah, it brings in the supernatural. So it does have definite horror elements. It's got some superlative action sequences and scenes, and some really kind of great kill, quote unquote kills. You know, plenty of, you know, gore effects, whatever things going on. Zazie, or however you say her name, was absolutely fantastic in this. She made every fight scene look just perfect, right? She looked like she was doing what she did, just her timing, everything else. If you can see past that, again, it was how it's confusing for a bit and just keep with it. Eventually it all opens up and it becomes, you know, it's a really good story, really fun movie. Maybe a little predictable at parts, but again, we've said it before. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to try to fool everybody all the time. Sometimes just going with the predictable, where the story naturally goes, is the right move. And with this kind of movie, it's the right move. So again, it's a fun action horror movie, a little bit of comedy sprinkled in there, a little bit of a supernatural sprinkled in there. And it just makes a nice mix. And it's a lot of fun to watch for. I think it was only an hour and a half. And it just, there's a lot of action packed into this movie. So I enjoyed it though. Ike, what'd you think?
No, absolutely. I will first say that I obviously enjoyed this movie. It was extremely fun to watch. I had never seen a trailer for this movie. Like, I had seen some stuff on TikTok about it, just like some interview type stuff with Zazie and her co-star Miala, and then I think I even saw something with Patricia Arquette maybe, but I had very little, if any, information going into this movie. So I remember specifically watching this movie to the part where I'm not going to spoil it, but they will know what I'm saying. It's the part where she goes into the closet for the first time.
Yeah.
And she gets something out of her bag. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is for real. Like, what the fuck's going on? And it was really fun. It was really bloody. It was really gory. Like comedic levels of gore. Like the blood spray just looked like somebody had a freaking hose pinched. That was just spraying everywhere. Yeah. But it kind of reminded me of like old school grindhouse movies. Like, like those, what are those movies called that Danny Trejo's in?
Yeah. Dust Till Dawn, some of those movies. And
yeah. Like Robert Rodriguez, like movies that he does.
Yeah.
And like even some of the music kind of reminded me of like sort of that like inspiration. So some of that inspiration to it, and the music was great.
Yeah, there's a lot of music in this movie.
Right, and I mean, and it's very well done. It's very well paced, and the music, honestly, it was so cool to see, because you don't see a lot of that anymore. You don't see a lot of that sequential sort of cinematic music that's not like opera or classical music, or you know, it was like synthesizers and. You know, some of that kind of stuff that really made it just like really punchy and just like, oh yeah, let's get into it. But no, this movie had me on the tip of my seat from start to finish. And yeah, it was fantastic. I loved it. My big thing too is that like a lot of the action sequences, it was Zazie doing the stunts. It didn't seem like they had a stunt double in for her, because you could see her face the entire time. So. Yeah. A lot of it was practical too, you know. Some of the kills and stuff, you know, the maimings were practical effects that seemed like, oh wow, like this is legit. So like, I don't know, I was extremely surprised by how they did things in the movie, and it just made me feel like this was just like an old school kind of like bloodbath movie. And I think my favorite thing about this movie is that I had no idea where it was going.
Yeah.
It constantly had me second guessing myself. Like, I'm like, okay, you know, there's a supernatural aspect to it, but is this going to be like a Ready or Not type thing where like, you know, cause I kind of thought it kind of felt like a Ready or Not almost.
A little bit,
but
yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely loved it from start to finish, and it kept getting better and getting better. And by the close of the film, by the end, it was just off the walls. Like things were getting crazy, and it was just so much fun. I had a lot of fun watching this one. Definitely one of those movies where I was not expecting it to be as fun as it was, but then by the end of it, I'm like, holy shit, that was great.
Yeah, like you, I knew nothing about this movie. The only thing I had seen is literally the poster. And I think maybe we read a synopsis a few weeks ago. Maybe, I'm sure we probably did, but and when I first heard this was literally at the theater. I just saw a poster for it at the theater, but didn't even know what, you know, what was what with it. But I'd heard some things online that was supposed to be fun and whatever else. But it was a lot of fun. Like I said, that early confusion you have, that's kind of what they build on. And it makes you sit there wanting to watch more because you want the answers. And I literally got, you know, in this movie, I was watching, and I did not know, could not figure out any way how they were going to overcome the situation. Usually, even if I'm wrong, right, I can come up with an ideal of, and I'm like watching this and I'm like, I don't know. She's tried about everything. And it was like, how the hell are they going to write this? You know, it was really wild. And I like what they did with it and how they came up. And again, right there towards the end, that final action era is absolutely berserko and lot of fun. A lot of fun. And I was too very surprised by how much I enjoyed it. Just, it is a super fun actiony comedic horror movie. I think it's got a lot, to me, it's got a lot of cross. This is going to be another, I think it's going to be great on streaming, but I think it's got a lot of across the board appeal. Cause if you love action movie type stuff, this is there. If you like horror, that's got that there too. You know, if you like those dry comedy you know, not over the top in your face, but just, you know, a little dry comedic movie that this has got that. Very fun, very fun. So, definitely one that I think I'll rewatch. Phil, we talk about rewatchability. I think this has got a lot of rewatchability. I think maybe we need to start. Maybe we need to split our rankings in the future, where we have one ranking just general how we like it, like we do, and then another on rewatchability, because we like that word, we like that side of it, right? And sometimes I don't know, but maybe they're tied enough. I don't know. We'll discuss that anyway, though. Let's just rate that this movie. You know, a lot of fun, but I can't give it. You know, I can't go too high with it. But to me, this is a very, very, very solid 3.5 out of 5 for me. Super fun movie. Almost makes me want to go 4, but I it's not like there's anything super rad, you know, original. We came up with so many movies that reminded us of. To me, it also reminded a little bit of some of the Evil Dead franchise with elements. So, you know, again, I'm not saying it's a bad way, but it's not like they're redirecting horror with this. They're just really, they chose what they wanted to do, and they did it very, very well. But it was fun enough to me that it's a very strong 3.5, but it's leaning more towards that 4 than a 3 if I have to go with it. So, Ike, what are you ranking it?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Like you said, this movie had some originality, but it's one of those things where you can't fully say that this was the 100% original film, because there are some movies that are in the same realm of this movie, which is perfectly fine. But that does obviously reduce a little bit of when you look at, like, hey, like, if I got to look at this from an objective perspective, I enjoyed it, but was this the most original film ever? Obviously, there's some, you know, poppy here and there, but no, I'd say 3.5 out of 5. We're 100% is where I'd put this movie as well.
I think it's a great movie. It's not derivative. We're not saying that. It's not
Correct.
like it's a derivative movie, but it's one that it very much wears its inspirations on its sleeve and pays, you know, homage to it, but does it in a fun way. It's like, you know, yeah, we can sit here and say it reminds us of this or this or this. But that's not like it's because we came up with 4 or 5 different ones just in the course of our whole review conversation. So it's like it has a nice mix of all those, so that it's not derivative off any movie. It's just, you can really see some of the inspirations, and that's not a bad thing. You know, again, sometimes it's okay. That's what you need, right? You just need a fun horror movie sometimes. It's not trying to be some, you know, bait and switch type deal. It just is what it is. We need movies like this. So, and again, so there you have it. A 3 out of 5, very fun movie. Go see They Will Kill You while it's still in theaters. I'm sure it will hit streaming soon, but go get that theatrical experience. And if you want, I think Ready or Not 2, Here I Come is still out there as well. So people can go give that a watch. We are catching up on things and reviewing that next episode. So watch for that. But before we completely close out here today, I'd like to say thank you to the wives, listeners, and followers for all your support. And make sure you subscribe to us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Just search for Listen to Their Screams or Listen to Screams, and you will find us. Ike, before we close, is there anything you want to add?
Oh man, I almost forgot, but the guy from Harry Potter was also in the movie, Tom Felton, who played like Draco Malfoy,
Oh, yeah, right.
the blonde guy.
Yeah.
Well, when you watch the movie, like, I'm not gonna ruin it, but he was in more of the movie than I anticipated him to be in, because there was a little bit of a twist there.
Yeah.
No, it was really weird seeing him in there too, because I was like, oh shit, yeah, like, yeah, he does acting still, I guess. I just remember him when he was like a kid in Harry Potter, but
Yeah.
yeah, he did a pretty good job too. But no, that was the only thing I wanted to add. I was like, oh fuck, I forgot that he was in the movie too, which, again, not surprised.
Yeah, it had a fun little cast, and again, Zazie
Oh,
was
and
great.
Heather Graham.
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I said. It had lots of little great parts. And I'm very excited to see what Zazie does next. All right, I want to see her in more horror and doing more of this kind of stuff, because she was great, and I think she could do a hell of a lot more. I think she's got a good future. She was very entertaining. She helped make this movie as fun as it is. So,
Yeah, no, absolutely.
but everybody did great. So, all right. So go watch They Will Kill You, and if you have not yet, watch Ready or Not 2 for the next episode. So before we get rambling on something else, let's close this out. Wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and always have many pleasant nightmares.